This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
It's a good time. Spending Sunday mornings together. Always love it because we have good debate. We have good conversation.
Here's John Kincaid.
And we begin. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, the folks at Rocket Mortgage can. Rocket can. They say yes, we can do that. Thank you for being a part of the show. You, Rocket Mortgage, and everybody else. John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Anthony Pierno and I conducting our social distance as we have for now into our... you've been with the show, what? 6 years now?
2015, January 2015.
So it's like 6 years, around something like that. So there you go. We've been together a long time, brother. Has anyone else on the network had their producers that long?
The morning show, Michael Samter.
Are you in or are you out? You suggested that segment to me.
No, I did not.
You did not suggest doing that segment? Is that copyrighted? Is that a copyrighted segment? I don't want to take anything from any other show. Trash Tuesday? You came up with that great idea, and I said, it's a Sunday show. Why would we do Trash Tuesday? Put out the trash. I saw DA cooking wings on the grill yesterday. Looked fantastic. Hopefully, you have had a really good week. But I will understand if you didn't. Because, again, we will be the safe haven for those of you who actually feel that life can go on. Those of you who have not decided to just retreat into cable news coronavirus mania or election coverage 2020. May I suggest to you, we pass, the Kincaids pass our cable news ban. By the time I join you next week, we will have passed our four-month cable news ban in our house. And we have one thing that we're allowed to watch. And we have even, we cut out two shows that we used to like. We used to like The Five with the crew on The Five and Greg Gutfeld or Juan Williams and that whole crew. And then the Greg Gutfeld show. So now Greg Gutfeld show is the only thing because it is comedy. because I'll watch comedy. We have been on a ban. We will be on a ban the 21st. We will pass four. We will be at 4 months. And it has changed our lives. I'm telling you, not watching cable news in your household, it changes your life. It absolutely brings joy to your life. Think about it. Because we lived through another crazy week. We lived through another crazy week where, let me just tell you who the ACC does business with. The Atlantic Coast Conference has their protocols for football. Their chief medical advisor that they deal with is one of the highest paid speakers on epidemiology in America. So you see, when experts want to talk about the subject of viruses and spread of viruses and everything, this gentleman is not only one of the best in his business, but he's one of the highest paid to like come and speak to you and teach your organization about it. Yet, I have heard people go, the ACC, they're just like sending kids to die. They're sending kids to die. They're ignoring the science. What? They have, Anthony, you're pretty good with colleges, right? I mean, like, you know, I mean, you were, Anthony, your school was what? What school was your?
No, I went to a CUNY school, a city university here in New York.
So you went to a city university.
CUNY, yeah, city university.
Have you ever heard of Duke?
I have heard of the Blue Devils, yeah.
Duke's a really, like, have you ever heard it's like a really good school?
Yeah, a lot of smart people go there.
Do you know, like, a lot of doctors go there? And do you know they have a thing called the Research Triangle there? Where, like, some of the greatest minds in American science all congregate in the Research Triangle? And do you know that's where the ACC said, we want to bring college football players to campus. We want to develop protocols. We would like people in the Research Triangle to help us. Yet we have people on television just going, the ACC is ignoring science. They're ignoring science. You idiots. You willful idiots. The ACC is ignoring science by engaging the Research Triangle and the CDC, by the way. Some of the best minds we've got in America. Well, we have a doctor from Stanford who said here, and we have a doctor at the CDC that said, we have a doctor here at the CDC who said, this is the Titanic. Are you serious? I mean, I saw it, and I read it. I read it, and I'm sorry. Oh, it's the ACC and the SEC. They're just ignoring science. It takes 2 seconds to have an informed opinion. But you know what? It only takes 1 second for you to glance down at a tweet from your favorite sycophant and to just repeat it. It is so amazing to me how people have decided in the era of social media to toss away their ability to reason, toss away their ability to discuss, toss away their ability to just think, maybe what I'm being told, maybe there's some agenda to it. And let me be sure to spell this out for you. In 2020, everyone has biases. Everyone has a political slant. By the way, everybody did in 2010. Everybody did in 2000. Everybody did in 1980. Everybody did in 1970. But it was far less apparent. Everything now is drawn through the prism of, again, and where I started with, our cable news ban. It's beautiful. I'm smarter avoiding these idiots. And yes, it sounds rough on my own industry, the media. The media has gone down the toilet. And by the way, before you think that the channel you tune into, well, John's not talking about my channel. I'm a great American. I'm a great American. No, you're a great American. No, you're a great American. No, you're a great American. It pollutes your mind, and it takes away your ability to reason. And I said it to you before, and I said it to you again, and I'll say it to you again this week. If you read a story about, well, the ACC and the SEC, they're just, and now the Big 12's getting sucked into it. They're just denying science. They're ignoring science. Really? How about they're dealing with some of the greatest minds in epidemiology to develop their protocols? And by the way, just so you know, I live around 7 miles from it. I live around 7 miles from the CDC. Let me just give you a heads up. There are brilliant doctors at the CDC, and I thank God that we have them working on our behalf. Anthony, do you remember all the talk about Ebola when there was that Ebola outbreak?
I do remember a little bit, yeah.
You remember that, the world outbreak. And what were we told? What were we told by the media? There's no cure for Ebola, right? There's no cure for Ebola. That's what we were told. This outbreak, there's no cure for Ebola. Then some Americans went over and got Ebola. You know what we did as a country? We went and got our doctors that went over and contracted Ebola. We flew them in under top medical safety procedures and everything and brought them directly to the CDC. And you know what those doctors did? They walked out on their own 2 feet. They were brought in on stretchers. And they walked out on their own within a week. Walked out of the building on their own 2 feet. Folks, you don't know science. I don't know science. I am not a doctor. But here's one thing I know. You were told there isn't a cure for Ebola, and there is. Because obviously we were able to cure people 7 miles down the street from where I live. Flew them in on stretchers with medevacs, and then, we can bring them in the CDC and they can walk out of the CDC in the same week. And by the way, hardly a mention of that. Hardly a mention of it. So there is some secret sauce they've got cooking there. You're not a doctor, I'm not a doctor. But here's one thing I know. If there is a building full of doctors, much like if we were discussing who's going to win the NFC East this year, you have a room full of sports talk hosts. You're going to have people in the Dallas camp. You're going to have people in the Philly camp. You may even have a dope who says the Giants. You're going to have people that will disagree. Science disagrees too. Science disagrees too. And the brightest minds in science disagree. And there are some scientists who believe, oh my gosh, this is the end of the world. And there's some scientists who believe we aren't doing enough to go about our normal lives. Are we trusting the science? Because I hear people saying, well, the ACC and the SEC, they're not, and the Big 12, they're not trusting the science. The science is spoken. The science told the Big 10 and the Pac-12 they shouldn't have college football. The science spoke. Really? Well, the science speaks for them too and has a different message. And by the way, those people who are so zealous, and I say overzealous for some of them, about the Big Ten and the Pac-12, you know, not playing football, because the science says don't. How are you about sending your kids back to school? Are you sending them back? Because the American Association of Pediatric Medicine, the science, says that your kids should be in school, in-person learning. Oh, but not your, no. I'm not comfortable with that, JK. I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not ready for that yet. And the teachers, it's like going into a war zone. No, we're not comfortable with that. Okay. So we're not listening to the science about that, but we're going to pick and choose when we listen to our science. If we all just agreed, you didn't get a Facebook medical degree. You didn't get a social media doctorate. And guess what? I didn't either. So when you go on social media and you scream and you wail and you shriek like kittens, eh, 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 but the science, the science. No, the science you choose to echo. The echo chamber you choose to sit in. Do you not realize that if any one of these cable news shows wanted to do a story on should college athletes come on back? Should college athletes play college football? Do you realize that they can find a doctor to be on the show who says yes and a doctor to be on the show that says no? You do realize that, right? But the science means that the... Well, wait a minute. Every one of these freaking shows can find a doctor that says do it and a doctor that says doesn't. So when you screech like a cat in heat that the science says that I'm right, the science, are you listening to the science? Every one of these shows can find a science that tells you you're out of your mind. And guess what? One of them could be right. One of them could be wrong. One of them could be right. One of them could be wrong. But my guess, and this is a guess because I'm not a doctor, my guess is that the answer is going to fall somewhere in the middle. Whenever I hear an argument breaking out about something and two people are just dug in on their sides, totally dug in, and usually, unfortunately, in America today, it's far right, far left. And they're dug in and they're going back and forth. And it's very unproductive. And I usually hear the argument and go, okay, some of his points were right and some of his points were right. Because you know what? Anything put under that prism can have that discussion. But you can't do it unless you have your listening ears on. And I'll go back to when my daughter was in pre-K and Mrs. Oshinsky, we love you, Dana, would tell the class, shh, shh, class. She put her finger over her lips. And they'd all the kids would follow her and do the same thing. She'd go, okay, let's turn our listening ears on. And they would literally turn their ears on. How come adults didn't take Mrs. Oshinsky's class? How come we forgot to listen? Because you know what? Listen. Listen to each other. Have a dialogue. And realize, you ain't right, I ain't right, that doctor may not be right, that doctor may be wrong, and realize the answer's probably going to lay somewhere in the middle. But the hysteria must stop. It must stop. Remember when Buster only told you that 5% chance that baseball could start its season? 5%? Remember that? Well, thankfully, the 5%ers believed and didn't roll over and suck their thumb and pull up the covers and say it can't happen. Remember when they would do over and over again, could an NBA bubble work? Is the NBA bubble going to work? How could they do this? Thankfully, while someone else cowered in the corner and said it can't work, people believed that it could, and the NBA and the NHL are having a very successful time in their bubble.
Yes, we can!
Yeah. Yeah. I said it to you last week. I began it this way. I ended it this way. I'll begin again this week with the same exact statement. I never want to be the guy who's afraid to try. I never want to be the person who is afraid, who just says, nah, I can't try that. No, no, we can't try that.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can. We really can. Thank you. Thank you, Brock. Yes, we can. We really can.
Now is the time to say, yes, we can.
Yes, it is. It is, Barack. That's the time to say it. Do I still have to call him Mr. President?
When we confront tough times, we don't give in to what is. We think about what ought to be.
There you go. Strong words. Strong words. All right, coming up. We'll have opportunities for you to chime in all day long at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS, our toll-free line, sponsored by Geico. Did you know that Geico right now is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies on top of what Geico could already be saving you? So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more today. We love it when you do. All right, got a lot coming up and plenty of chatter on the world of college football, which... Now, the 5%ers, thankfully, we're going to have to hold up against the 95%ers. Remember who told you that baseball couldn't work? You remember them? Remember them? I bet Anthony wishes the Mets season never started. I want to know how the NFL season's going to work. I'll ask you that question, plus your calls. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. Uncomfortable radio? It happens from time to time here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
If we're going to have dialogue today at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS, we're going to dialogue. And I'm only going to say that because I've heard some of the calls on the network the last few days. And I try to listen on the radio.com app. I listen on SiriusXM 206. If we are going to discuss things on the show today, and I hope that we do, we're going to discuss. That doesn't mean, I just heard last hour Omar calling in on the network, and it was the Omar show. Omar was going to go, and thankfully at some point, Alex had to literally just be like, hey, Omar. Could you get to your Western Conference point? It became the Omar show. So we're going to have a dialogue. You say something, speak in like 10, 15 seconds. I throw something back at you. We go back and forth. And that's the kind of discussion we've had. I've heard a lot of people that are just very, very, people are very angry. And look, I understand it's been a crappy year. 2020 has been a bit of a crappy year. But I get it. But a lot of really angry people, they're just so entrenched. There's a media member, and I'm just going to say his name's Matt. And if you want to go to my social media, you can see Matt. Matt is crazed with this stuff. Crazed. And everything is to the point that the other day he drove me, he absolutely appalled me. Where he was like, yeah, well, the Pac-12 and the Big Ten are listening to medicine, and the ACC and the SEC are just getting doctors to say what they want them to say. Totally besmirching the reputations, first of all, of doctors. He had no idea who he was talking about. He's smearing people who have devoted their life to medicine. All because he's thinking he's right. He wants to be right. And yes, he was part of that, the 95%ers. And look, we had to fight the 95%ers to get baseball. You had baseball analysts, people paid to talk about baseball, who were telling you, oh, yeah, there's no way they can do this. I give it 5%. Keith Olbermann, the night that baseball was announced, it was coming back, said, yeah, we can talk about it. It's probably not going to happen. But I guess we can talk about it. Why not? Let's talk about it. You had people that, and then you'll have media members going, well, nobody's rooting against it happening. Nobody's rooting against it happening at all. There's nobody that is rooting against it at all. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. Media members root constantly to be right. To be right. To get it right. Absolutely. We have the can people listen to this show for the most part. The people who believe that they can.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you, Brock. We've had people, the people who listen to this show are the people who tend to be up on Sunday morning going to a job. And you know what they weren't able to do for 4 and 5 months? Shelter in place. Tuukka Rask. Oh, Tuukka Rask now, after besmirching the bubble. And by the way, how many players have been besmirching the bubble publicly? The hockey bubble. This really isn't good energy. This really isn't worth, you know. How many players are doing that in hockey? The one I heard do it this week was a Tuukka Rask. And then we're supposed to then say, well, Tuukka Rask decides to go home to his family. A couple days after besmirching the bubble, which might just be because of the fact that the Bruins were the best team before the break, and then the Bruins have worn Depend's undergarments since the season's returned, and they don't look like the same team. And then, all of a sudden, I'm to believe that Tuukka Rask, it's all about the family? And then I'm told, oh no, he's leaving for a family emergency? And then I'm told he didn't tell his coach that he was leaving? Yeah, nothing to see here. Just move on there. That sounds totally authentic. That sounds totally authentic. That really does. That sounds very authentic. Yeah, I just want to be with my family. Yeah, that's what this is all about. But I'm not going to tell the coach. I'm not going to tell the coach that I'm leaving. And it comes a couple days after I rip the bubble and say, yeah, this really isn't very exciting. And the energy's just not there. You know who's finding the energy just fine? The Vegas Golden Knights. My Vegas Golden Knights. They're finding the bubble to be just to their liking. And you know what? They're very, very, they seem very engaged with it. Anthony, there's one thing I've got. And you're, by the way, congratulations to your Islanders. Up 2-0 on the
looking
Caps.
Good so far. Game 3 today, noon Eastern. Looking forward to it.
Isn't noon hockey great?
The only thing isn't that sticks about it today is that I leave here at noon, so I'll have to listen to like the entire first period, basically.
Oh, okay.
On the radio in the car.
Well, couldn't you DVR it and just cut yourself off from your phone?
I could do that, I didn't DVR it.
Why did you not DVR? Then get on your device and just set your DVR from your phone.
I don't have it set up that way.
What?
Not currently.
Wait a minute. Whoa. I'm old enough to be your father, and I can set my DVR from my phone if I forget to set something. Are you serious? You are. Anthony,
as we speak at this moment, I do not have the ability
to set
my
that
DVR
up.
From
it's,
the house.
By the way, anytime you forget, and it's simple. It's simple to be able to set your DVR. It's simple to be able to do that. Have you done your homework for later? Your first 10 out in the NFL?
I do have my first 10 out in the NFL.
Good. I'm looking forward to connecting with you on that and seeing how we match up with that. We'll do that at the top of the
next
hour.
Your Knights are looking very good.
They're looking really good. They're looking really good.
Again, I mean, you know, they didn't start off the season too well. Like middle of January, they were under 500. They were out of the playoffs.
Well,
They made the coaching change
from Gerard Gallant to Peter DeBoer. And by the way, he's done really well.
Yeah, they kind of got back to their identity as a hockey team.
Well, first off, they're big. They knock people around. They grind around. And
speed.
And
speed is a big part of the game.
I love it. Absolutely love it. I'm enjoying the hockey very much.
Right. We just wish he was more often. Now back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you so much for making the John Kincaid Show part of your routine. We are thrilled when you are a part of our family. You stay connected throughout the week. Maybe you follow along on Twitter at John Kincaid or at Tony Pierno on Twitter. And by the way, I had somebody the other night, Anthony, I don't know if yesterday Robin Lundberg brought this up to you. So someone jumped on my Twitter the other night, and they're a fan of the show. And he starts trashing in a series of tweets my man Robin Lundberg, who I know you know Robin a hell of a lot better than I do.
Yeah, I do. I know pretty well.
And I literally was like, dude, I listen to Robin Lundberg every week. We work on the same network. We have very differing views on many, many things in the world. But I admire Robin Lundberg's ability to converse and to articulate his points of view, though we differ on a lot of things. I admire his ability to articulate them and get me to be engaged enough that I don't turn off the radio.
Yeah, and what also people should realize about Robin is that it also comes from a good place.
Always comes from.
He's genuine, so he's just saying it to try
he's
to
a great, he's
purposely
a great guy.
Rile anyone up. Like, he truly is.
Robin is who he is. Robin is who he is, and I admire that. And so I sort of went after this guy on Twitter and just said, look, dude, I tried to be as polite as I could. And I said, that's really sort of rude. I listen to his show every week. And by the way, there are hosts that I am diametrically opposed to that I can't listen to their shows. Not necessarily on our network, but on any network. Because I don't think they can converse. I don't think they have a reasoned word. And more importantly, I don't think that they do the research to do the homework to be able to do it. Lundberg's one of those guys. So I didn't know if Robin brought that up to you. But then Robin jumped on social media and was like, thank you for that, John. I'm like, you don't have to thank me for it.
He did not mention it, actually.
Because guess what? I wouldn't say it. And I think you know this about me, Anthony. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't say it. Like, I wouldn't, if I didn't believe it about Robin, I would just let the comment lie. I would just let the comment be there. But when I believe in somebody, I try to defend them. 855-212-4CBS. I have questions about the NFL and whether it's ever going to be the same again, but I'll tell you why coming up. But Gary in Rocky Top, Tennessee joins us. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, John. Always great to have you on the air, buddy. A lot of positivity. I don't get up this early for negative Nelly, like I said before.
There you go. Appreciate it.
Hey, two quick things. First of all, if we had a conference commissioner, a czar for college football, do you think there would be any chance of heck that there would be any football season whatsoever?
Yes. I think we would be having college football.
Okay.
I think if there was a czar of college football, that there would be, because I can tell you, I'll put the doctors that and the protocols of the ACC and the SEC, I'll put them up against anyone's science.
Okay. Well, I agree with you on that. Hey, second thing is, since we got three major conferences that are at least going to attempt to have a college football season, if they pull it off, if they're successful, what does that do to the two big conferences that don't have one? What kind of a negative or positive effect might it have on those guys?
It'll damage them terribly. It'll damage them terribly. They'll be damaged. It's damage to the brand. And thanks, Gary. Appreciate it, buddy. They'll be long-standing damage to the brand. But don't write off the Big Ten just yet. Don't write them off just yet. Because as you've now seen, a second doctor has come out and said the science that the Big Ten used, they're like, what's this? What is this all about? What is this all about? This myocarditis, I guess, is the official term. And you have that soundbite, don't you, for me, Anthony? Of it, or we can play it. We can play it a little later on if we need to. Okay, Chris Mortensen, NFL's senior top insider. Joins my show in Atlanta every single Friday. Buck and Kincaid, who I co-host with Buck Ballou on 680 The Fan, celebrating 20 years in 3 weeks. Unbelievable. And Mort joins our show every single week, and we talk NFL football. And Mort, who, by the way, has fallen much more into the cautious category about football and sports and everything like that. He's always very cautious, very measured. Was very, very wanted to talk about the fact of what he knows about the myocarditis and how the NFL and SEC and other conferences have known about these risks and have studied for it a long time. Listen to him.
I was shocked at the Pac-12 saying that this information about myocarditis, the heart condition, and for young athletes, was a new development. I'm sorry, but it has been part of the ACC. Of course, they got forgot his name, Dr. Kevin. I can't remember his last name, but
from Duke.
Disease. Yeah, from Duke, highly regarded, who's been involved with the NFL as well and the SEC. It's been part of their protocols for a long time, for a good stretch, going back a few months, knowing that myocarditis, if you have any virus, but this is a particularly strong virus, that if you test positive, you're immediately undergoing EKG, you're undergoing lab work Sure. And an echocardiogram, it's because it was always known. They're acting like this is new to information. It's not new. It's information that certainly should be taken with great care. But to act like this was new, a new information, a new development, I know for a fact that the protocols in treating athletes who've tested positive on these other campuses, and there have been a lot of them, by the way, it's just that was certainly part of it.
And completely false. The ACC has known this as tested. It's part of the SEC protocol. But people hear it and go, look, there's this new thing. It's called myocarditis, and only the Pac-12 and the Big Ten care about it. Bull crap. I mean, honestly, I'm just telling you, bull. Bull. And more importantly, the same doctor who's leading the ACC charge on this and protecting hearts does the same and has consulted with the NFL for years on these issues. You get any virus, you need to check this out. And they have protocols already in place. This isn't new. That's fake. And I was glad to hear Mort stand up and speak out about it. Harry in Chicago joins us. Harry, welcome to the show. You're on the John Kincaid Show. Good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hi. I was interested in your discussion about the science and the no football in the Big Ten, no football in the Pac-12, and other conferences. I think it's really out of their concern of possible legal action if their players contract the virus and then have conditions like myocarditis or lung problems later on.
Well, Harry, here's the deal. Is that almost, let me see how many states here. I'm trying to look have done. I'm just want to get the updated number from the other day because I pulled the article. If you just bear with me for a second here. We're approaching 2/3 of the states in the country now already have put in legislation where you can't sue someone for getting COVID at their place of business, at their work, at their school, at their otherwise, unless there is gross negligence. That seems to be the overwhelming verbiage in all of the in all the legislation, unless there is gross negligence. And one thing we know about the college football and every other pro sport or otherwise, they are spending tens of millions of dollars to make sure that they are testing constantly, doing all the proper protocols, and having the best people make that decision. So I don't think they have to worry about any of that, and I appreciate your call, because there's no gross negligence going to go on. Here's James in Wisconsin. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good, good. Allow me to set this up just a little bit.
Sure, buddy.
Okay, so last week we were talking about these kids and all these demands that they had, and most of them came from the Pac-12 in the Big Ten.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct. Interesting. Isn't that an interesting thing?
All of a sudden, these two conferences are the ones that canceled their season. So we're not even talking about the kids, those kids anymore. We're talking about the conferences and stuff like that.
Yeah, James, isn't it strange that the two conferences who were being pushed to monetize to pay their college athletes, all those kind of demands, that they're the two that tried to fold their tents quickly. I wonder why.
Yes.
It's a good question. By the way, it's in my show notes for later in the show. But guess what? You were bright. You brought it up earlier, so I'll react to it. You know that's a part of it.
And then listen to it from this a business perspective, as far as the big the Pac-12 and the Big Ten.
Okay.
What do we want after the Super Bowl? We want more football, right?
Right.
So if I can bring my spring game in, I shut these athletes out. I defund all these non-productive and non-essential, sports. That gives me more revenue. I close those up. I get more revenue from that. People are watching my product because it's in the spring and we want more football.
No,
I think
James,
that might be the way to go.
Here's the only problem. You're not playing for anything. You're not playing for anything. The Big Ten can play in the Big Ten can play in the spring all they want. And America's going to go, well, we've already had the national championship in the college football playoff, but you guys have your little spring football, have your flag football championship. Appreciate your call. That's and good points all around. Sabah, North Carolina joins us. Sabah, how are you?
Hey there, buddy. Oh,
you were up early this morning.
Nice and early. Oh, yeah.
Really? Man.
Yeah, because I didn't go to bed till 2 last night. Too. My brother came visiting.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I am up early. God, I got a lot to talk about. I know I can't take over the show. You know, you were talking about how the media kind of tries to drive things. You know, there's a doctor named Dr. Richard Bartlett out of Texas. And he was interviewed on July 2nd by, I forget her name, but some lady on a show that I just happened to see it on the internet. And he's been giving all his patients nebulizer inhaled steroid, butesimide, which is like Pulmicort. It's generic, very cheap, with the antibiotic and then the zinc. And he's cured 100% of his patients. And so I knew two ladies, one in the mid-60s, one in their, an 86-year-old. It was a daughter and a mother. Called me saying that they had the COVID. And so I told them to show this video to their doctor and have him give you this, because they had told her originally, the hospital, take Tylenol and go home. So they took this inhaled nebulizer, steroid with antibiotic and the zinc, and they both felt wonderful, wonderfully.
Well, it's good. I mean, and look, and again, doctors come up with all kinds of different protocols and everything.
I tried to show this to them.
But what's
they
different?
They took the YouTube video off. They took it off.
Well, what's different
no longer can you see that video.
Is that doctors will, and there's a Jamaican expression, and my wife being Jamaican, there's a famous expression, and her father would say it all the time. Doctors differ, patients die. Like,
yeah, well,
there
all
are doctors.
Patients are surviving.
So yeah, and you see.
Why would that not even be available to be seen?
Well, let's hope
that censorship going on.
There is some of that going on, but more importantly, I don't think there's as much censorship as there is censorship of thought. There is.
Yeah, well,
We're going to scream down, shout down anybody who believes like this week, Pac-12 and Big Ten. The mainstream sports media went with. They're doing the right thing, and the SEC and the ACC are and they're ignoring this myocarditis. And I appreciate and applaud guys like Chris Mortensen for stepping up and saying that's a fake story because the ACC doctor helps the NFL. And so we got a lot of that going on. I appreciate you calling. I got to run because it's
Can I do one more thing?
Yeah, real quick because it's 20 seconds.
Why can't all the kids go to school and the teachers zoom in and teach the class? How about that?
I would say if any teacher is in an at-risk category, that should be done. That should be done. I know this. My daughter's going to a hybrid thing, which makes no sense to me. Makes no sense at all. I'm sure that's going to be very popular with the people at her school, but it makes no sense to me. So, Anthony, she's going to go to school Monday and Tuesday, then take the classes virtually Wednesday and Thursday, and the kids who were not in school Monday and Tuesday will be in school Wednesday and Thursday. And then every other Friday, her group will be in school. I don't understand any. I don't. All right, the NFL has no preseason games. How's that going to change the product? And is it changing it forever? Plus, who are your first 10 out in the NFL? Anthony and I compare lists coming up next. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO.
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO. YOLO, YOLO.
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO.
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO.
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love. Or it's free at dirtylabs.com.